Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Well, hey, show season is back in full swing for the agribusiness world. And I want to thank my friends at the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association for publishing one of my recent articles on this subject. It's titled, 8 Ways to Get More from a Trade Shows. 4 ways to get more from attending, and 4 of those ways from working at your booth. Well, first of all, let's start off with attending a trade show. You know, as the in-person conferences came back, we can once again attend our local, statewide, and even national trade shows. Well, pre-COVID, we really kind of took these for granted. We maybe even sometimes didn't attend all that we could have. Many producers and salespeople simply quit going to most of them. However, during the absence, I frequently heard salespeople regret missing out on the shows. That's true. I did hear it. Well, they are back, and what a great opportunity to see all the new products, services, and technology, as well as a chance to hear some great presentations. And I will tell you this, folks, it takes a lot being a part of this industry. I have seen the backside of these trade shows, and it takes a lot of effort and energy to put these on in a virtual world as well as an in-person, what they call the hybrid meeting. So thank your meeting planners when you see them. Well, here are 4 ways to get more as an attendee. Number 1, attend with a purpose. Review the agenda of speakers and the list of vendors. Circle those presentations you really want to hear and list out the vendors you want to make sure that you see. This will be especially helpful at the really big shows. Do your homework on the vendors or the speakers and have a purpose for visiting with them. And homework might be as simple as Googling the company or speaker and learning a little bit about them. If you really want to connect and go above and beyond, send them an email ahead of time and let them know you would like to meet them. Not sell them, not tell them about your products, just tell them you'd like to meet them. Well, the second way to get more from a trade show as an attendee is to walk the show floor. I know it's tempting to stay in the breakout rooms and avoid the high-pressure sales tactics at the booths. Or if you do wander the floor, you go so fast, you are trying to not get caught up by one of the salespeople that's standing in front of their booth. Well, if this sounds like you, then you're really missing out. First of all, relax. No one can make you give them your email address nor make you spend 20 minutes at their booth watching one of their videos. You can always greet a vendor and let them know you need to keep moving. Let them know, hey, maybe we can visit later. Also, when walking the trade show floor, keep in mind that booths provide a large portion of revenue for the show. Sometimes it's all of the revenue for a show. The vendors need to feel they are engaging with attendees or they won't come back to the show again. And you really don't want that. Well, the third way as an attendee to get more from a show is to get away from your friends. No, not permanently, just for the time period when you are at the trade show. Most of us office out of our homes, travel to farms or remote agribusinesses, don't hang out in large crowds, and do our jobs quietly. A trade show can ramp up our social anxiety, so we tend to find our home team of coworkers and covey up like a bunch of quail. As one sales manager said to a group of his salespeople, "We flew you in from all over the country to learn and network with the top companies and experts in the industry. And what'd you do? You found the same salespeople you work with back home and covey like a bunch of quail." I couldn't say it any better. You'll see them next week and every week thereafter. So take this time to get out there and network. And that leads me to my 4th point is how to get more by attending trade shows is to network, network, and network some more. The 3 segments to network with are speakers, vendors, and other attendees. This can happen just about anywhere at the show. Here are a few places that you might not think about. Well, first of all, trade show meals. Sit with people you don't know. How about those early morning refreshment offerings that they have out there? Most of the shows provide some kind of a continental breakfast time. Attend and network. This is often a very quiet time with fewer attendees, obviously, because it's early in the morning. It can be a great time for a short networking conversation. Another place to network is trade show social events. This could be a vendor-sponsored evening social, a side trip to a tour, a local tourist site, or possibly a golf outing. Go even if you hate golf. Go even if you hate large groups. Go even if you want to sit in your hotel room and watch TV. It's time to work, and more specifically, it's time to network. Well, networking with speakers, how do we do that? Well, as a speaker, I know this is one of the untapped resources at a trade show. After most presentations, several people will come up to me afterwards and connect, ask me questions, or share a comment. First, I really appreciate these opportunities to connect. It's not bothering the speaker. Secondly, I almost always offer to give them or send them something. Examples might be articles of a topic I just spoke on, maybe a copy of my book, a recommendation on how to apply the presentation to their specific situation, or maybe I connect them with someone in the industry that can help them. Either way, they just got more from that trade show than most of the other people who didn't take the time to walk up and shake my hand. Networking with vendors. Don't pass up the opportunity to go to the floor and see the new products, services, and technology. Engage them with the mindset of learning. If they go too heavy into the sales pitch, gently interrupt and let them know why you stopped. It might sound like, hey, that sounds good, but the reason I stopped was to learn about X, Y, and Z. Another way to avoid a heavy sales pitch is to ask about ROI, local proof of performance, and who is selling it in the area. Technology is great. However, if the salesperson can't show you how it ties back to your ROI or your customer's ROI, then just move on. The next area you might want to dig into is how it works in your specific area. Not all products work for all customers nor all locations. Ask about how it has worked locally. Lastly, ask about who is selling it in this area and online sales. How about networking with other attendees? This is another way to network your way into a trade show. Often the show will publish the list of attendees. Review the list for those you really would like to meet. Reach out on social media, email, or possibly call them in advance to schedule a brief meeting at the trade show. Buy them an early breakfast or meet them at one of the trade show meals, and it's free. Much better than sitting with random strangers at those events. All right, let's get over to working the booth. That dreaded call when you get from your sales manager says, hey, we're looking for salespeople to work our booth at the State Agribusiness Conference. Can you work a few days next week? Nothing can feel more confining to a salesperson than being pent up for 8 hours inside of a 10 by 10 space. Well, here are a few tips to make your experience much better. Number one, be proactive. First of all, stand up and greet people as they pass by. Don't sit behind your promotion material and wait for people to stop. Make eye contact and say hello. Stay off your phone as much as possible. If you have a fellow booth worker that is on their phone for 30 minutes in the booth, ask them to step out and go sit at a nearby table. Nobody's going to approach a person at a booth who is on their phone. We once had a manager that was on his phone for over 30 minutes dealing with a customer complaint, at times angrily pacing and shouting into the phone and cussing. Can you believe it? Inside of our booth, we gently asked him to take it out of the booth. Network, network, network. There's another proactive way. Same comments from before. As a booth worker, you need to network just like anybody else with the vendors, speakers, and other people attending the trade show. Well, the second way to get more by working a booth is keep it clean. Keep a very clean booth. This isn't a dorm room, so get rid of the trash. Sweep the floor or vacuum each day. Trash cans go behind the curtain. Unless you are the only person working the booth, leave the booth to eat. Booths are your storefront. You can eat at a nearby table area. While this may sound overly particular, you wouldn't want the grocery checkout person to be eating a Big Mac while checking your groceries, would you? Of course not. Well, the third way to get more from working a booth is to get others from your company to the booth. I love this idea, and so do the people in your company. Some, not all of them, but some of them, they will really enjoy this. Salespeople, first of all, are the primary workforce at a booth, and rightfully so. However, this is a great opportunity for others in your company to experience the industry and understand the market better. They will get to see facets of the market they may never get a chance to see. They get to see competition, technology, they can see other vendors. Most importantly, they get a firsthand perspective on customers. And in this, when I'm referring to other people in your company, I'm talking about folks in marketing, technical and research department folks, managers in your main office. I'm also referring to local production and admin staff, drivers, warehouse employees, production managers, customer service people. You get the idea. Send them an invite or personally ask them to attend. Make it easy and fun for them. They may even like it and want to come back. Make sure to take them on a tour of the show. Remember, they don't typically see this many people in the industry in this environment. Be a good tour guide for them. Well, the last way I want to talk about making a better experience at your trade show booth is number four, differentiate. In a sea of booths, we all look the same, sound the same, and are ultimately forgettable. So every effort should be made to differentiate, to stand out, and be remembered. Here are some ways. First of all, think about educating as much as selling. If every booth is trying to hard sell with only products on display, consider ways that you can educate about not only your products, but your industry. Secondly, go retro with printed material and live displays. I know the trend is to create digital display material, videos that attendees can watch. We capture their emails on kiosks and send everything electronic, and that's great. If the goal is to differentiate, try to bring in as many real-world examples as possible. One of the most interesting displays at a vet booth was a row of kidney stones removed from various animals. The third way to differentiate yourself is display why you are better. Think about what you're doing at the trade show. They're going along, they're seeing every product. What they're looking for is, how do you stand out? Why should I buy from you? After a day, their minds are numb with all the discussions, the demonstrations, and presentations. Make it easy to remember why they should buy from you. For example, if you build stronger metal cowlings on your equipment, then display broken metal cowlings from the competition alongside your stronger cowling, or give them a chance to jump up and down on top of something, or show a picture of an elephant jumping up on top of your metal cowlings, whatever it is that really makes you stand out. Another way to differentiate is to offer a tour of your facility if it's nearby. We did this frequently. We had a facility that was about 30 miles away from a major trade show, and if somebody was in town just for those few days, we'd offer for them to take a tour of that facility. We'd call the operations manager and let them know that we have a tour coming. A last way to differentiate is, many booths implement games or fun activities. I've never been a real big fan. I don't really go to trade shows as an attendee to throw cornhole bags into a cornhole thing, but I know some attendees are engaging in that, and some trade show booths do really well with them. I know a raffle item is very popular and always a great way to draw people to the booth to slow them down. That doesn't differentiate you very much, but it does slow them down long enough that you might be able to start up a conversation. Well, hey, as we enter the heavy trade show season, it's exciting to be back in person, as well as a virtual option for some of those folks that can't attend in person. Take a few minutes and remember the high cost and effort it took to bring this event together for you and your company. Take every advantage of the opportunity, and I hope to see you out there. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you, and have a great day.